The geometry in this painting is what I find most intriguing. Of course, it's not a painting of the rout of San Romano as it happened. Uccello isn't being a war artist recording the event in front of him. He's really thinking about what this painting would have looked like in the venue for which he was painting, the palace of the Medici family. And so, primarily, it's a decorative painting, but one that reflects up-to-date ideas with which Uccello was experimenting. He's fascinated by geometry in all aspects, the perspective, by which means he created an illusion of space on the floor, but also the geometry which relates to the appearance of things in nature. After all, it was a Renaissance idea that ultimately everything in nature, whether people, animals or plants, derived from perfect geometrical shapes. And you can see Uccello exploring that idea, particularly in relation to the horses. I know a lot of people looking at this painting think the horses look somewhat unreal, a bit more like feeling that horses or cartoon horses. I think Uccello would have been rather surprised at that reaction, because he's not meaning to caricature them in any way, rather to demonstrate what handsome animals they are. But he's using geometry to describe the horses, and the ultimate most ideal geometrical shape was the circle. Now look at that white horse in the front, the one that Niccolò da Tolentino is sitting on, and you'll see what I mean. If you look at the rump of the horse, the body, the front, the head, you actually see that it's made up of a series of circles. Now of course a circle is flat, but if you add shadow to it, you turn it into a sphere, the illusion of a three-dimensional object. So here he's transformed his circles into spheres to make them resemble the horse's body. And then look at the head. What's he done here? Well, look at the mane. You'll see that it's a series of spheres. And the eye sockets are in fact indented spheres, as are the nostrils in the horse's snout. So, far from a caricature, Uccello has arrived at what he might have felt was an ideally beautiful animal, perfectly in keeping, of course, with contemporary 15th century ideas about the status of a horse. The horse could be the most important possession of any person, and here they are celebrated in this rather splendid battle scene.